Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steve Lennox. Dez Bryant hit the open market today. Bryant met with team officials, including owner and GM Jerry Jones at Frisco, Texas, informed that he's been cut by the organization. Bryant, 8 seasons with the Cowboys after he was selected in the first round, 24th overall by the organization in 2010. Bryant on Twitter after the news. Cowboy Nation, I need you to know this wasn't my decision. I will always love y'all. Forever Dallas in my heart. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Hawks have given permission to head coach Mike Budenholzer to speak with the Suns about their opening. NBA Rookie of the Year, a hot topic in the final week of the regular season, will be Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz, Ben Simmons of the Sixers. Lakers' Kyle Kuzma shared his thoughts on the jump.
I mean, it's a little different, you know. At the same time, I understand everybody's debate about everything, but, I mean, you know, you're in an NBA system for a whole entire year. You know, you're training, you're getting paychecks, you're adjusting your life, you know, sooner than, you know, a rookie that would have to be playing, too, at the same time. So, I see both, but I'd probably be, you know, if you're a rookie, you're two class.
Heat and 76ers, game one of their opening round playoff series Saturday in Philadelphia. It's the third of 4 playoff games on ABC and ESPN television. We tip at 3 Eastern. Spurs and Warriors in Oakland. Coverage on ESPN Radio at 2:30 Eastern. Baseball, Mets off to a 10-1 start to the season, opening up a series at home tonight against Milwaukee. Third inning, Mets up 2-0. Yoenis Cespedes RBI double. Todd Frazier solo home run.
American League West rivals go head-to-head in Houston. The Astros and Rangers, tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern and Sunday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Presented by Barbasol Razors and Wendy's.
The Orlando Magic have fired Frank Vogel.
Coach Vogel is out as head coach of the Orlando Magic.
What's next for the Magic?
We're going to be aggressive and looking to improve our roster. Without kind of shortcutting the process or giving up long-range assets to win the press conference tomorrow.
Stay tuned for all the off-season news and notes with ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez, beginning at 4 right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. SportsCenter updates at the top and bottom of every hour.
And the latest breaking news in sports around the clock.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando.
Kevin Sutton Show coming to you live, loud, and proud from ESPN 580 Orlando. Not to worry, this is Myra, the lady's point of view, not holding it down on my own as Kevin himself is in, rolling in here. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know that, dog. Hit it up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, all under username Kevin Sutton Show, and that's when we're going to get into the action, baby. Yeah. I like it. It's Friday. I just got paid, and it's time to have some fun. Okay, really? Well, the way my check works, it's direct deposit, and then the wife gets it before I get it, and I get a check that says void. So, well, you guys get what I'm saying. Stay right there.
The Kevin Sutton Show is proudly sponsored by Cruz and Pascara PA, personal injury attorneys. That's right. Are you looking for an attorney? Need some advice or just want your case reviewed? Well, Cruz and Pascara PA are the ones to go to. When you're over there, you're not just a client, you are family. That's right. Cruz and Pascara PA, offices downtown Orlando. Give them a call at 407-841-0200 and make sure you tell them the Kevin Sutton Show sent you.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Today in the studios, I got my girl, Myra, with the latest point of view. Now.
Hey, I'm having a good time. Daily, daily, daily. Yeah. What's going on, Kevin?
Yeah. 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 Where's Phil at?
He's not here. We're missing Dr. Phil.
I don't like Phil right now. What's up with that? What's up with that? Yeah. Okay, today
this is not the feel, and I really don't have anything worth saying, but I'm just gonna say it, okay? If you eat a lollipop, completely eat the lollipop.
Hashtag hate hard.
Truthfully, he would say something that you could use in life. Kind of like, if you're in the water, keep your head up. Well, you never know with this guy. So, everything is what it is. So, we stay safe. And then I got my man. I got my man, Nick, in the building. Nick is in the building today. Oh, doggy dog. Nick, what's going on, man?
Not much. Busy week here. How about you guys? Doing good? Everyone good?
Oh, man, it's been crazy, dog. You know, I can't complain at all. It's always something, though. Isn't that the way it works, though?
Yes. Normally, yes. Something always ends up coming up.
So what you got this week? What you got this week?
Frank Vogel getting fired was kind of a big deal for us
here.
That
was kind
of
crazy.
So that was kind of a thing of the week here. That kind of played
into a lot of
the
coverage. Nowhere.
You could kind of see it coming.
Well, that record, it should have came a couple years ago.
Well, that was when he was hired. I mean, he only got two seasons here in Orlando,
let
right?
Let him work like four games. I'm like, nah, this ain't going to work, dog. Nah.
I'll tell you what. I would have let him on for a third season. I don't think he has the roster to win. I don't think Greg Popovich could have won with this team.
Ooh, you know what? It's interesting. I actually, everything that I've read on this, and we got the press release from the Magic, and then we've also posted it on Kevin Sutton's show on Facebook, and we've gotten a lot of people putting a lot of activity from they should fire the DeVos, they should fire Alex Martins, they should give them a roster that can win, etc., etc., etc. And you know, Vogel, he actually had an amazing reputation as a coach. Honestly, Nick, you know, as you evaluate this, a guy who has followed the season, who knows about the G team and all, where is it his fault? Is the Magic putting it all on him? I mean, what really are your thoughts here?
No, I don't think this was Frank Vogel's fault at all. I mean, just to address the earlier point you made, like, I don't think this is on ownership, and I don't think this is on the front office. The move that the Magic made in terms of getting rid of Rob Hennigan last year, this is still the seismic shockwave of that. Rob Hennigan left this organization in a really, really tough spot because you have guys on contracts like Bismack Biyombo that have your cap space tied up. He missed on some draft picks. He traded some guys away he probably should not have traded away. And Frank Vogel inherited a team that was kind of a mismatched roster that you really couldn't put a bunch of, you didn't have enough working pieces that worked together to put on the floor. So I think that I would have given him another year. Who knows if that would have worked out after another season. I think this team is still another year away from being 2 years away, unless you hit on a draft pick and you're able to make a couple of moves. But I don't think this was on Frank Vogel. I think that Frank Vogel was dealt an extremely bad hand here, and I think most people would agree with that.
And did they hang him out to dry? Because honestly, no. I kind of felt like it's almost like the leadership of the Magic basically said he couldn't make it happen, so we're hiring again.
Talking to Jeff Weltman yesterday, who's the president of basketball operations, he was very complimentary of Frank. I think that Jeff Weltman really liked Frank Vogel. I know I like Frank Vogel, and part of this is personal. I think that Frank is a good dude, and you don't want to believe that things don't work out for good dudes. Like, I think I'm a good dude. I want things to work out for me. So part of it is just that. But I think Jeff Weltman really liked Frank Vogel. I think that Jeff Weltman would have liked to have made it work here in Orlando. But the glaring thing about this is that Jeff Weltman didn't hire Frank Vogel. Jeff Weltman inherited Frank Vogel. So Frank Vogel was always starting from behind the eight ball in that manner. When a guy is running a front office for the first time, and that's what Jeff Weltman's doing, he's never had this job before. He wants guys that he picks, that he trusts, that he knows. And though Jeff Weltman said that was not the case, I think part of that is the case, that you want your guys in there. Just like anything at all. A politician wins a campaign race and
thank you.
They're in office. you don't keep a lot of the people that are in-house. You
bring your own.
You bring your own people in. So that's what Jeff Weltman is doing here. And perhaps there were some questions about how the team was developing. I'm not sure. I think some of the players hung Frank Vogel out to dry yesterday. I was disappointed in some of the things they had to say. But other than that, I think Frank Vogel is going to leave Orlando and have many phone calls about potential openings or about openings moving forward.
Well, here's my important question, Kevin, before you head on. Who's going to really want to come to Orlando? Look at our reputation now.
what coach is want to put his reputation on the line, put his skills on the line when you're not dealing him a good hand and you're saying, fix it and make us champs or make us at least viable to run for champs?
See, no one asked Frank Vogel to do that. Like, I don't think Frank Vogel was fired yesterday because the Magic are not a title contender. I think Frank Vogel was fired for the earlier reasons that I pointed out. Maybe the players didn't develop as they thought they should have this season or whatever it is. First of all, I think people are going to want to come to Orlando, and I've said I don't think this is the most I don't think this is going to be the most coveted job out there by any means.
Yeah.
It's going to be an uphill climb for Jeff Weltman to sell this because the Magic are looking for their fifth coach in 5 years.
Exactly.
And there's no way around. They're looking for their fifth coach since 2012. There's no way around it.
I was hurt by Scotty Skiles.
Yeah, and by the way, Scott Skiles hurt this franchise by leaving the way that he did because now you had Scott Skiles there with Rob Hennigan, then you had to hire Frank Vogel, then Hennigan's out, and you're off schedule. And that's what you've always been. But here's the thing, Myra. There's only 30 of these jobs. That's it. There's 30 of them on the planet. It's kind of like in the radio.
Yeah.
It's like the radio industry.
That way.
Exactly. Like when I went to San Antonio for the Final Four, it reminded me of the radio industry so much because there were all these people flocking to one place looking for jobs. They all want the same 30 gigs in the NBA.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find the right job that will set them up for now, but also for seven steps in the future where they can get one of those 30 freaking jobs. So it's going to be an attractive job if just for that, and because you have ownership that will spend, that has proven that it will spend. You have a good, smart front office. I believe in Jeff Weltman and John Hammond. And you have all the whole tax thing, the good weather, all that other stuff. And you do have a tradition of putting a competitive product on the floor. I think Magic fans have been spoiled in the past. That I know they've gone six seasons without a playoff team, but this is the longest in franchise history they've gone without a playoff team. Six seasons. Not that long. The Minnesota Timberwolves made the playoffs this year, broke a 13-year streak.
I hope it doesn't take
years.
Us that long, though.
I hope it doesn't either.
Jeez,
trust me.
I don't get excited over
all right,
that.
Nick. You're done now.
I know, I'd like some playoff basketball, but I mean, that's why I think it's going to be a job that people are going to want to come work at.
We'll see. You know, Nick's put his prediction out there. I know you got to go to break, and I think when we come back, you immediately got to introduce Rich Rogers and these fabulous people we got in the studio today. So when we come back, Rich, I'm going to take over.
All right. You heard that right there, dog. Stay right there. Get tuned in. Because we're going to talk some action, man. Extreme sports, riding, dining. How do you know? Get right there, baby. Stay in the mix. Be right back. All right. You know what time it is. We're back in the action on ESPN 580 Orlando. Tell me something. What is the craziest thing that you've ever done in your life? There has to be something crazy. Tell me something. Myra, what's the craziest thing you ever done?
I don't know. Being a volleyball coach right now.
It's not the craziest thing, but
it's not based on me. See, I can relate to the coach factor right now. You got a team. You try to bring them together.
Gotcha, you try to make them win.
And I just got back from taking my volleyball team to see Miracle Season. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Hey, Nick, have you seen this movie?
No, I've seen it. I've seen it advertised. I haven't made it to it yet.
Talking about, I took my team. It was wrenching, but they're ready now to go to the playoffs, my girls. I wish I could buy the DVD and just show it to girls, but as Kevin,
my boy Pookie over by the Dixie Chicken. Over off of Colonial.
He's going to give me a version of the Miracle.
I can get it for you.
Let me just say, he might think
it's odd that I want it, but I'm telling you, I can get you that on.
Let me just say, Kevin, you know, Kevin and I have talked about this. We are the coaches of the varsity volleyball team. We are 6-1. We've lost one game, and we lost the game to the title holders for 14 years. They've held the title. And I've never seen Kevin yell at so many teenagers as he did the other night.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Constructive.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It was crazy. We were in our third set. We were down by four. And if we didn't win this game, we were done, you know? And not only he said, sit down. Do you guys want to win this tonight or not? You know, because it seems like they're not beating you. You're beating yourself. And our girls went out there, turned it on, and we won by two. And our own Faithy Fun Time served the last two games, game point and for the win, and all under pressure. So it was awesome.
It's good. Good moments. Good moments. Sometimes a huddle, you have to break it up because everything is normal. Calling timeouts, trying to break up the other team's flow, and nothing was working. Substitutions. It was like, nothing's working. Nothing's working. So I was like, timeout. And they all went the huddle around. Nah, everybody sit down. Sit down.
Yeah, tell me what the speech was.
Everybody sit down.
No, but you put that emphasis as you
did.
It
was at this moment in time. We cannot sit here and wait for the win. We have to make the win. They are beating us, and they are going to win if we do not get ourselves together. Communication without teamwork is not winning. And they were just, but I'm like, look, you're blaming yourself for everything. But this is a team sport, so you can't blame yourself. So either you blame yourself and you're not in a team, or you guys as a team pick up the slack. And so I put the worst player in the team in.
He did. And I said, what are you doing?
4 points down. Put the worst player on our team in the game.
Did that person know they were the worst person?
Yeah, she knows. Yeah, she knows. She knows. She's a coach, really?
I just want to know.
You know we're 4 points down. I'm like, I do know.
I just
want to
know if you announced it. Like, I'm going to put the worst person
No. He picks the girl and he goes, she's in. And she looked like a deer in headlights.
She's like, do you not know we're 4 points down? I was like, I know exactly.
This is like
riding
Hardball when he had that little kid hit at the end of the game.
He brought her in. One.
Gee, baby.
It made the other girls work harder because now they said, man, he just put us one down. And it made that girl who's the worst player on the team play the best she's ever played all season.
They were only losing because they weren't calling the balls. I mean, literally, we watched three balls hit the ground and they were like, I thought you had it. I thought you had it. But I thought you had it. All y'all shut up.
All right. Let's get into
this. Casper the Friendly Ghost had it. I had it. There was one time they served it to me. Like, I'm not even on the team. You can't hit it to me.
First, you had to introduce our co-host here, one of our co-hosts.
And because Rich was running around fixing things, so my man Rich Rogers, always slipping and sliding on through.
What's up,
Rich
man?
Rogers, come on, man. And he's repping the Coping Block magazine. Got that
you know what,
block.
Rich? I need to get a smaller coping block because mine's too big now.
I can hook you up. I'll be seeing them at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Come on out at the end of the month. I have a large.
I need a medium now.
I'm going to be down in Holopaw at the end of the month at Rodney Mead's Vert Ramp.
Rodney
Means.
That it was amazing how you can't just call it Rodney Means Vert Ramp. It's you got to get
old
the
Vans
history.
Vert ramp.
Yeah, exactly, there you go. The whole
Vans
closing down, and then for years being closed and stuff just sitting inside.
We were talking
there.
About that in the parking lot.
And before. Rodney Mead actually just made. Finessed his way in. He's the coolest guy.
They have to have an FLBMX there. I'm sure Rodney will let you guys do it.
Definitely a cool guy and finagled his way into getting the complete setup. Awesome. History in itself.
So Rich, you have brought us in some exceptional talent with some things getting ready to go down here in Central Florida. Why don't you go ahead and take the intro over, all right?
Well, tomorrow is the final stop of the FLBMX, and it's going to be at Oviedo Skate Park. They had one, I guess, last month at Orlando Skate Park. It was a great event. I think they were in Jupiter prior to that. And we have Steve Nowak and we have Louis Cortese here in studio.
And friends.
And friends, yeah. And son
and
girlfriend, yeah.
And so, company, as we call it. So. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for having us out.
All right. You look like, I'm not sure if you're ready to go skiing or what's the get up tonight?
I like toboggans pretty much year round, so it's.
Let me, you know
swag,
what, turn him
swag,
off
though.
Real quick so I can fix his mic because he's in an awkward position.
Oh, got you. He was in a crazy
There you
spot.
Go, Steve. Now, I mean, he was out in the corner.
Oh, got you.
I was kind of huddled up over there.
I can't see him
in the contest, though. This is great. I don't have to hold something all day.
So Steve, you guys, this is your last stop this weekend, correct?
That's correct. We have five stops. They start in December. We usually run one about every 4 to 5 weeks. So it's a point series where the guys have been riding. They'll hit all the contests. Tomorrow's the big event where we have the finals, and it's going to be the biggest one of the year. We already just got word. We already had 30 guys sign up just tonight. So I'm expecting last year we had, I think, 120 total people signed up. So
dang,
it's
going to
be a big one.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so last point is tomorrow in Oviedo. Tell us a little bit about what's going on tomorrow.
So the finals tomorrow, we've got two events. We're going to be running the bowl contest, which is they've got an amazing bowl there, big spine, box jump built into it. It's always a good contest there because there's so many lines and there's stuff that the guys can go big and then get technical. So there's two aspects to it. And then we've got an amazing street course. This is the reason we have the finals there is the park itself is just set up so well and the street course is amazing. So We got the two events. We'll finish the day out tomorrow with the pro, or we call the open class, in the street. It's going to be awesome. We've got two guys that came down from Shadow Conspiracy, who's our event sponsor tomorrow. They brought in two of their top pros, two amazing street riders, Matt Ray and Mark Burnett. And both
Mark
those guys,
is crazy.
Yeah, both those guys are going to be tearing it up tomorrow. Matt Ray was at our stop in Orlando. He killed it. And last year he won the Oviedo stop, so he's got a title to uphold now. So.
There's a lot of good riders out of Oviedo, though.
Oh, there is. There's a lot of really good guys. And
very strange area that has so much talent. But Shadow Conspiracy is definitely really big into the community and getting involved and doing a lot of these events. So it's definitely a nice shout-out to those guys for keeping on pushing the sport. And even when things get a little crazy, when you know, BMX seems like it's kind of sliding to the wayside, there's always those good sponsors that are there to always step in and keep things moving. So I love seeing that. Love seeing it completely.
And like, okay, so it's five. This is the last of five stops, right?
Correct.
So have most of your competitors gone to every stop, or has it been hit and miss? Because sometimes when you accumulate points from every stop, it's hard to get to the, you know, to the podium. If you don't, because you miss a stop, you've obviously missed the points that come with that stop.
Right. Most of the guys that are up for the year-end points, they'll hit every stop. And then I think we do drop the lowest of the scores. So if you have like one that you didn't show up to, I think the four of the five is what how we figured out for the year.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
So like myself, I've missed a couple with a injury this year. So I'm not in contention for the year-end, but you'll still have the actual contest winning tomorrow. So when we finish everything tomorrow, we'll actually have two awards presentations, one for the contest itself and then one for the year end.
Sweet, sweet. So, Steve, I mean, how did you get into this? I mean, you've known Rich. Rich, why don't you, like, share a little background with Steve and then Steve take over?
I think I met Steve at the FLBMX a couple of years ago at Orlando, you know? But, like, skateboarders and BMXers, all of us that go to skate parks and travel like this, we're sort of connected in some way, you know? So through Facebook or through Instagram. So Steve's a great contest announcer. Not only does he ride, but he does a contest announcing. So like I said, I think I met him probably at OSP a couple years ago. And then I introduced myself and I told him about the show. I think we had a magic game or something going on that Friday night, so we couldn't have him on. So finally he's here. So it's great.
I'm sure they didn't win.
Probably not.
And Steve, I mean, when we come back from break, I know we still got a few minutes, but we want to get into actually some of the back part and difficult part to talk about BMXing. But Steve, you've obviously must have been involved for a long time. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason I like running the FLBMX with my associate Dave Brumlow. It's Dave's contest series. I'm kind of the face of it because I do the announcing all day and kind of running things. So the kids all know me. The parents know me. Dave is in the background. It's his contest. He makes everything happen. He just brings me down, and I stand there and talk all day. So I've kind of got the easy part. Dave says it's the hardest thing I'm doing, but I enjoy doing it. And the reason I like it is in 1990, I went to my first major BMX contest. And I went there like 18 years old, just graduated high school, showed up in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I saw this amazing contest. I saw Matt Hoffman do the first backflip in the United States.
That was amazing.
I traveled to it, and I was just like, this is what I want to do. I want to ride my bike, go places, put on shows, and go to contests. And literally, that's what I've been doing for 28 years now.
That's awesome to get to do what you love. That's like the best. That's absolutely the best.
Well, and that's why I want to make it fun for the kids to come to the contest. Like, it's not a pressure situation before each event.
Have a good time.
Yeah, I tell the kids, I round them all up. I say, okay, the two rules are you're going to not get hurt, and you're going to have fun. And I want everybody to just have a good time together. So those kids are psyched on BMX. They're psyched on entering contests, and then they're going to want to come to the next one. So
that's what it's all about, you know, having a love for the sport, you know. It's like, do it for yourself. Do it to enjoy it. Don't think about what this all, you know, has to wrap up to be as a competitive. I mean, you still want to be competitive, but you want to have a good time while you're doing it.
Well, it's a different arena for competition as well. I mean, when I was in high school, I was the kid that was last picked for every sport. Like, I was the one you had to have on your basketball team. Again, I had to have on the football team. And I look back at that, and I'm like, you know, graduated, and I'm like, wow, you know, I see the guys I went to high school with, and they're all way overweight, and they're, you know, they're armchair quarterbacks and stuff. And I'm like, I turned professional in a sport after high school, and on my own doing. Like, I had to build myself up to that. And it just kind of shows you can do what you want and be what you want. You don't have to worry about, you know, what happened in high school or, you know, what situations you're in. You can always achieve something down the road.
I like that right there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And we're going to get on the, we're going to talk a little bit more deeper about BMX and the action sport life, because we always talk about it when it comes to mainstream and football and things like that. And we had a serious issue with it this week in our volleyball game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay. So I really want to talk to you, Steve, if you don't mind a little. And then we're going to have your other guest over here. Are you with Monster? Uh-oh. And you didn't bring any? Did he not know the shows of the rules of the show?
Hey. I forgot to tell him.
Yeah.
Got it.
I got Maryland fried chicken in the car if you want it, Kevin.
Don't tempt him.
See, that would be somewhat racist if I was to say,
no, I didn't.
As soon as we go on commercial break, that's where I'm going to your car. Or a little racist if I said I already had the chicken in your car because I smelled it as soon as I pulled in the parking lot. Stay right there. Just Kevin's
Nick's
show.
Out of that conversation.
Nick's always out of those conversations. Stay right there, guys. Back in the action, all in your face. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, all in the username Kevin Sutton Show. Don't forget to download and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. And then you got a couple other things, Stitcher. There's plenty of cool stuff out there for you. Just Google Kevin Sutton Show and that as well. There's a whole long list of them out there. So you can go ahead. If you don't got the time to go live with us every time, you can get us on the delay response.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to remind our listeners the Kevin Sutton Show is proudly sponsored by Honest One Auto Care. That's right. Do you need your car serviced, an oil changer? Do you need some major work, air conditioners out, transmission? Honest One is a full-service auto care, and like they say in the title, honest is what they are, number one. You know, these guys will help you. They've got financing options. They're going to keep it real with you. We are all here at the Kevin Sutton Show, clients and customers of Honest One, and if you tell them the Kevin Sutton Show sent you, you get a little extra coffee, sparkling water, and if you're really nice, you get to see one of those Myra Uribe for County Commissioner flyers on the desk. Oh, yeah. One of my spots. Pick one up. That's how great Honest One is. You know, that's how honest. You need to go there, Rich, too. You didn't know at the time.
I have a car I might need to take over there.
You do. Yeah. I just got my car serviced. They plugged my tire, rotated them. Hey, I was out the door doing well. So we have got Steve Nowak. Is it Nowak?
Correct.
All right. In the studio with us. And
I would have messed that up really good.
A couple of other extreme BMXers from young to older, because you're not old, Louis, by any means. But before we get into that, you know, we had an incident this week, actually, as Kevin and I keep talking about. We are coaches of the volleyball team, and we were warming up for
Saint
a game.
John Vianney.
At St. John Vianney.
Mustangs.
Go Mustangs, varsity girls. We were getting ready for a game. Where were we, Kevin? We were at St. James downtown.
We were at St. James.
And our girls were warming up, and one of my girls, who's a really hard hitter, who I can imagine the kind of spike she did, she happened to spike it to one of the other girls, hit her in the head.
But she was not even 2 feet away.
Yeah, but kind of knocked her out. Our girl started seeing double vision, extreme headaches.
Mm-hmm. Awesome song, but
she had to sit out the game. Later on, went home. Vomiting, headaches all night.
Concussion.
Concussion, yeah. You know, all clear signs of a concussion. And
she's like, I want to get in the game. I want to get in. Look. Let's sit down.
We're like, how many fingers do you see? She's like, 7. No, you're sitting down. So, but, you know, this is in the action sports world, any sports, and it's actually a lot more than just football. Concussions are a major part of what happens. And as we recall, not too long ago, a great BMX rider, Bob Mira, wasn't it?
Dave Mira.
He committed suicide, and he did donate his brain to find out. And he did have, is it CT?
That's correct, CT.
Yes. And what we didn't know, and Steve actually was good friends with him, was we thought it was just BMX related, but we have learned there's actually a backstory to it. But as you'll hear from some of our other BMX riders here, concussions is part of the game. You know, you live hard, you play hard, you're going to have some. But, Steve, go ahead. I mean, you've seen this firsthand.
I mean, I've knocked myself out multiple times, and you do your best to try and protect yourself with proper equipment, but things happen. And, you know, even now, like, I won't wear anything but a certified-style helmet where if I take a hit, I can at least try and get back up and keep going. But it does happen. I've knocked myself out where I didn't know I had moved to Georgia. I mean, I literally was 30 minutes wandering around going, why are we in Georgia? And someone was telling me, we live here now. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right. And then it all kind of zips back and you're okay for, you know, get back on the bike. But
yeah,
it's something that, you know, we deal with injuries in whole. I mean, I'm literally going to be riding my first contest back tomorrow. I broke both bones of my lower leg in December at the first stop of the Florida BMX. And, you know, 28 years of doing a trick, and I just stepped down wrong out of it one time and snapped my leg off. So I've got a nice piece of titanium inserted in there, and I'm ready to get back on the bike.
Yeah.
You know, can you tell us a little bit about Dave? Because a lot of people...
Yeah, dog, man. I just snapped leg, and I'm ready to go back at it again. I'm like...
But, ouch. You know, a lot of, you know, background on Dave, because he was a famous BMXer, was they related it just to BMXing. Like, basically, he played hard, he worked hard as a professional BMXer, and these are some of the things that happened. But there was more to that story.
Right. I mean, Dave, you know, was turned pro in 92, and at the end of 93, the contest season kind of wrapped up. Dave was back home in New York, and a drunk driver actually hit him and put him in intensive care, fractured his skull. I mean, he had, you know, head trauma. And that was in beginning of December of 93 is when that happened. So Dave was really couch surfing from December through the next summer, just sat around because he was just out of it. And, you know, doctors told him, hey, bike riding's over with. You're not going to ride bikes anymore. And at the in the fall of 94, he came to Greenville, where I was living, to visit his brother. And he had just gotten on Haro bikes. He was determined he was going to start riding again. And I remember when he showed up, you know, he was a small guy. Last time I saw him, he'd probably put on 40 pounds, was kind of pudgy, and we're just like, that's Dave Mira, you know, like, okay. But he was determined he was going to become the best bike rider, and he did that. You know, it was a mental game for him to get back on his bike after the trauma, and he did it, pushed himself, and became the greatest bike rider of all time.
Wow. And we've got two of your guys in the studio. We're going to start younger and then go older pro. Go ahead, Steven, introduce.
Well, at the Florida Series, one of the things we promote is to get kids involved with it so that they'll have an event that they can go to that they can work their way up over time. And as one of our riders did this year, he turned pro. But we have our what we call the minor threat class, and it's a 12 and under group. We have riders as young as 4 years old that'll enter. Sometimes they have to be put down in the bottom of the ramp by their dad, and they do their run, but we work them up. And I tell you this, the crowd gets behind those guys just as much as they do the pro class, because that is the future of BMX, and we got to get those kids psyched on it. One of the kids that rides in there is actually my son. His name's Indiana, and he's
Indy for short.
Indy. We call him Indy, and it's a little easier to say, and he's one of our riders in the minor threat class.
Awesome.
Hi, Indy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So how long have you been, you're, how old are you, 12?
11,
okay. How old, when did you start BMXing? Because I'm sure you started riding a bike when you were one. He probably rode a bike before he actually could even walk. Like,
here's
this
bike.
Here's your bike, son. No pressure. But when did you start, like, really trying to ride like your dad?
Around 3.
Jeez. Wow. Man, that's amazing.
He was off the training wheels at 3, and... but he wouldn't pedal the bike down the street. He wanted to go to the skate park one day and ride his scooter. And I said, nah, you're not going to the skate park till you ride without training wheels and pedal. He said, okay, I'll do it right now. And he went out in the street and got on his bike and just rode off down the street. And I was like,
wow. Where
did this come from?
Hold him back a little bit.
And then within 2 weeks, he was at the skate park carving through the bowls. So
that's crazy. That is crazy. Man.
That's me.
And who are your heroes besides your dad when it comes to BMXing?
My mom.
Oh. Oh, perfect. Is mom listening? Because I hope so.
I gave her the link to it. So I'm going to listen back in a
while. So your mom, and who else? Who do you like really like in BMXing think is like so awesome?
Brian Fox.
Okay.
Brian Fox is his hero. And Brian's actually one of our guys that worked his way up through the Florida Series and just got his second invite to compete in the X Games this summer for dirt. So Brian kind of worked his way up through the Florida Series, and now he's one of the top riders in the world.
Nice, nice. Kevin, we come back. We've got a monster-sponsored pro BMXer sitting in the studio that we're gonna really find out what's going on out there, you know?
I like to give a little something. My hero is my wife.
Oh, Idiot.
I was just trying to get extra points, too. You can't just let Indy over there get all the points. Give me 5 points, please. All right. Go to the commercial break. We'll be right back. Love you guys. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get a little crazy. The Monster.
LeBron James comes off an epic season. And the Cavs look to make another run to the finals.
Has it been my best year? I got the numbers to back it up, and I got the wins to back it up as well. Statistically, it all speaks for itself.
Indiana was supposed to be rebuilding, but now go toe-to-toe with the game's best player in the first round of the playoffs. Pacers Cavaliers, Game 1, presented by Barbasol Razors. Sunday beginning at 3 on ESPN 580 Orlando.
The average car or truck on the road is 10 years old. So how do you afford to keep your vehicle running after your warranty ends? Don't overpay for parts at the dealer or auto parts store. Come to Budget You Pull It for the largest selection and lowest prices on used auto parts in town. Budget You Pull It is a self-service auto salvage yard with more quality used parts than anyone else around. We also pay top dollar for your car, no matter what shape it's in. Plus, we buy scrap metal, small or large quantities. Pull your own parts, but don't pull a lot of cash out of your wallet. Check us out at Budget, the letter U, pullit.com.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-sized mug. There's something at Twin Peaks for every fan's appetite. Twin Peaks eats, drinks. Scenic views.
Looking to make an impact in your community? You're invited to the Sharing Center's Good Samaritan Breakfast on April 19th. Take a tour, enjoy breakfast, and see firsthand how hope changes lives and how you can help impact over 16,000 lives this year. Register today at thesharingcenter.org.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
So we go out to Mike Ryan, our WrestleMania correspondent. What was the ladder match? What was that thing?
Oh, that ladder match, Dan, that wasn't a part of WrestleMania, but that was a part of WrestleMania weekend. That was a part of NXT TakeOver, kind of like the minor league to the WWE, and it stole the show, probably the best match of the entire weekend.
Why are you doing a little Mel Kiper in there? In fact, give me, please, 20 more seconds on WrestleMania as Mel Kiper.
Well, you definitely talk about a guy like Brock Lesnar. He definitely has all the tools. Definitely a five-tool player. Didn't expect him to stick with WWE this long. Apparently, he's going to stick around. Now, make sure one of the guys like Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley, this is the guy that works the part. Basically, a black Brock Lesnar dance.
Sounds like Mel Kiper after a bender.
It really does. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Thank you, Mel Kiper Jr., for joining us after a bender.
Dan Le Batard, weekdays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 580 Orlando.
By Monday, it'll be 10 days to the NFL Draft, plus the NBA playoffs are underway. Will it be Cavs, Warriors final again? Sixers? Rockets? Minnesota? Is there finally a squad that can mix this thing up? Golic and Wingo, Monday, beginning at 6, right here on ESPN 580 Orlando.
Yep, we're back. This is the Kevin Sutt Show, coming to you loud and proud on ESPN 580 Orlando. Go ahead and get the party started and crack open the Yingling. But only if you're 21 and up, and always drink responsible. Don't want to have no problem. But nope. If you're going to get a party started, might as well do it with a Yingling.
Hey, and if you do, you can always call our friends over at Cruz and Pescara.
No.
That doesn't go together.
We want to refer them clients because you got hit or you got, you know.
Slip and fall.
Or
if you made a bad decision.
Yeah, something else outside.
Anyways, we're going to go into the Kevin Sutt Show is proudly sponsored by Cruz and Pescara PA. You know, you may already have an attorney and you just don't feel like things are going right. Like maybe they're not doing enough for you. Well, you know what? Cruz and Pescara, they do free case evaluation. That's right, free. No strings attached, no contracts assigned, no commitments. They're going to look over it, make sure you're getting all of your rights taken care of. And if they can help you, great. And if you're on the right track, they're going to say, keep doing what you're doing. That's Cruz and Pescara. Remember, you're not a client, you're family. Cruz and Pescara PA, offices downtown Orlando, 407 841-841-0200. You can always go to thekevinsentonshow.com and click at the top of the webpage. It'll take you right over there. And there is a secret passcode. If you go in there and you say, meh,
meh,
meh, VIP that treatment works. All the way.
Every time.
It's like the little black key.
The little black key?
Black key.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Batman, he would hit the little black key and then he would be all like, yeah, Batman.
I'm a Superman guy.
I was right on top of that. I had that.
I'm surprised as soon as I got involved, you were still there when it came to anything dealing with black. So we're going to go ahead.
Speaking of which.
That made me sound terrible, by the way.
Did you guys hear Black Panther has made more money than Titanic?
Yes.
Titanic?
Yeah.
That was a sinker. Oh, no. Stop. I didn't. The movie sucked. I'm sorry.
You're crazy.
Movie is garbage.
Anyway.
You only watch Titanic because you're trying to you like a girl. That's the only reason why you watch Titanic. I haven't seen Black Panther yet. I've been holding off. I wait for certain movies
to buy it
on DVD.
You've seen it?
I've seen it. Your move, Kevin. I've seen it.
Did you like
Uh-oh.
It?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
With a new sense of being.
No.
Because there's a joke. You know the meme that's going around,
yes,
right?
Like I'm not gonna lie to you. The movie was okay.
It wasn't.
There we go. I think it was okay. It was good. I thought Michael B. Jordan was great in it.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it was any different.
I thought the main character was pretty bland. Other than that, I thought it was a good movie.
I don't think it was anything different than anything else. You know, like, I think there was a little bit too much hype. But before we get into that, we have a 5K tomorrow, and I am not running. I refuse to run. I'm only emceeing.
That's right. We've got our fifth annual, Always Wear Your Seatbelt 5K over in Belle Isle, taking place tomorrow. This is a benefit for Lauren Eddy, and if you guys recall, many, many years ago, unfortunately, they did not have their seatbelt. One of them did and one didn't, and tragically, they lost their lives, young teenagers. Just graduating from Boone High School. And this is a reminder to take those 12 seconds, they call it, and put your seatbelt on. And this is to raise money and awareness through all the high schools and colleges through Central Florida and beyond. Always wear your seatbelt. It's a great cause, something that Kevin and I have been very passionate about, very involved in for many, many years. And you'll be out there again at 6 a.m. I'm going to try to join you this time.
Because I love them. That is the only reason I wake up that early.
Why else would a DJ be performing at 6 a.m. than if you truly love the cause?
Last year
they had over 400 runners. They had 412 runners.
Amazing sight to see. A lot of lives have been lost. A lot of middle schools and high schools have been committed. I love going around Central Florida and seeing the stickers on people's cars, how they registered and signed up to always wear their seatbelt. In remembrance of two great kids that lost their lives. So that there's a sad side to it, but an amazing side about how many lives have been saved because of that sacrifice. So
that's right. Sign the pledge. Always wear your seatbelt. So let's get back into BMXing. So Steve, you brought one of your champs in here, and this is Louis. Go ahead, Steve. Give him his props.
Well, Louis is one of the younger guys that has come up in the series, and he's turning pro this year. He's entered his first pro contest at the skate park at Tampa Jam we had back in October, and he's now in the Florida series as we call it the open class, but it's basically he's a professional rider now, so he's out there with all the big guns.
Yeah.
And Louis, you're a young 20 years old, yes. Right? How long have you been riding?
Roughly 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of new to the sport.
And you've picked it up
kinda
very
new,
well.
Kind of new, but I'm like sponsored and all.
So tell us the sponsor
list.
That
got me a hot chick. That's
sponsor list is small, actually. I kind of keep to myself a lot. And when it comes to me, when the sponsorship comes, it has to be right for me. And the whole Monster deal has been one of my biggest sponsors as of now. And like last year, I had the opportunity to go with them, and we ended up turning it down. And then this year, I felt more ready. And so Monster and then Self-Destruct, which is actually an outreach program. They're a clothing brand as well. So I'm involved with them as well.
Awesome.
Being so young, to have your mindset on turning down an offer, especially in any sport, especially extreme sports, when it comes to either Red Bull or Monster getting involved and saying
Rockstar
that they want to sponsor you, that is not something that
Most guys would die to get that. You know that, right?
There's not many that would just be like, nah, bro.
Andy here's like, man, they call me, I'm all over it.
You know, like nah, bro, I'm good right now. I'm chilling.
But that's really mature. You wanted to make sure your skill was up to par and you were ready for that
step. I wanted to feel like I deserved it.
And wow.
As of right now, I'm moving up in the ranks and I'm finally feeling like I'm meant to be here. And I could definitely gonna set the world on fire in these next couple events for sure.
Cool. And you're competing tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So, and then after that, what's up on the roster for you?
I actually am talking with Monza right now about going to FIS in France. It's called
Yes, FIS. That's a crazy event, bro.
Yeah, it's the biggest because I think
are you going
FIS is actually based out of France. So yeah. FIS Montpellier is one of their biggest events. They just had one in Japan, and one of my buddies, Brandon Lupos, actually won that contest, which is amazing. So
yeah, so it'd be cool to get to compete with him
in
that environment. So you guys became friends. How did you guys become friends?
Brandon and I actually met in at a Triple Crown event, Toyota Triple Crown, which is a pro event. That's a dirt event that they host at the Supercross event.
So you do dirt too?
Yeah.
Wow, you're all over the place.
The reason why I got into BMX is I actually have a huge motocross background. I started racing motocross.
So you know
Davey,
who just retired?
Millsaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was crazy. His aunt is our daughter's kindergarten teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we've seen him go through the ranks, and he had a big hit recently, was in the hospital and decided to retire and leave it all.
Yeah. And then his mom still runs Millsaps training facility and stuff like that as well.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? We have someone on the line who's going to be talking about tomorrow's event also. Who is this, Steve?
This is Dave Brumlow. Again, Dave is the actual runner of the contest. Rule setter and general behind the scenes guy, but he's an amazing rider. Competed professionally in the X Games and as a vert rider, and now he's just devoting his time to running the Florida BMX
Series.
Giving
it back, man. Dave?
Yep. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Man, hold on. I thought the voice of God would have been a little bit deeper. No.
Dave,
what's going on, Dave?
Prepare us, man. Tell us what's going to go on this weekend.
Well, it's our finals. Just left practice. We had, huge turnout for practice, probably the biggest practice we've had yet for one of these contests. So I think it'll be pretty good turnout tomorrow. We have Brian Fox is there, just got his invite to X Games. X Games gold medalist Scotty Kramer's out. He had an injury, but he's out with his crew hanging out. So it's a big weekend, guys. So sure they'll bring out some kids. So, and also new to this, we're doing three best trick contests tomorrow as well. In the street, the bowl, and then the actual pool. So something unique for this event.
Yeah, best trick competitions are always the hype. I love that moment. Especially in skateboarding, it's always crazy as all. When they just go full blast, everybody's in the bowl at the same time.
It's a quick time thing, so it's just, get in, get it done, get out. You're going to have a couple shots at it, but that just keeps the vibe going.
Definitely puts the hype into it.
And where's this at? So give us our listeners, if they want to come out tomorrow and watch some amazing BMX.
It's the Oviedo Ripping Riverside Park.
Starts at what time?
Lochmarin. Starts at noon.
All right. Noon till about?
Till depends on the turnout, 6-7. And then our awards ceremony is at the Buffalo Wild Wings on University. And that last year, that party was awesome, too. We've got some video premieres. In conjunction with the series this year, there's also a video contest, so guys can just go ride whichever spot they want to ride, compile the video, and then we'll be showing the top five, and then the winner from that as well at the awards party, along with the daily winners and then the overall series winners, because it's a five-stop point series.
Awesome. Dave, thank you for taking the time to call us, and lots of luck and much success tomorrow.
Awesome.
And before
thank
we leave,
have a wonderful and blessed evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Louis, who's your top BMXer that you look out for?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, man,
everyone.
Come on. There's got to be one.
The guy
one
turns down
team.
Deals.
I he definitely turned... think Steve, because 30-plus class over here, you know what I mean?
He's remembering that I'm going to be announcing his runs tomorrow, so I can literally shred him in front of hundreds of his friends.
No, but seriously, you've been in this 5 years. There's got to be that one guy, that one person that you're
Or trick. The trick that you can't reach. I think that might be easier for you because you're so humble.
Well,
so a trick that you feel you haven't reached yet, but that's on your list of achievements.
Trick wise, it's a hard thing because it's kind of whatever comes to your head. One day you can do something perfectly and the other day you can't, and it could be the simplest thing. You could just take one hand off the bar and that's I can't do that anymore. But the other competitors, we've been throwing his name out a lot, Brian Fox. That is definitely one of the most one of the dudes that you're definitely going to have to look out for, because he's always on point and he has every skate park dialed no matter what.
Yeah, and we're going to be looking out for Louie and Indy. That's really what we're looking out for. Yeah.
And he was, Louie's from Groveland. He's telling me he knows all the wake skaters and wakeboarders out there.
Awesome. Yeah, Reed Hansen, yeah. Those guys.
All the Reed Hansen and all them. Yeah, Reed Hansen.
Wait, they've been on the show, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, you're just Johnny come lately, Louie. Your name should be Johnny.
He's holding back. Hey, man, you know what it is? We always love the action sports. First of all, when it comes to the Kevin Sutton Show, hey, hit us up. Make sure you guys let us know what's going on, what you want to hear about, what is on your mind. Thank you for your time, and drive safe, be safe, and keep on spreading the word. ESPN is always in the action.